ओम अप्राण धीराम वश्य ज्ञानान्य निखलाकया चक्षुर मिलिताम जेना तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप गदामयम् ददाति सपदांतिकम्। वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखा नितांश। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपीश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते। सप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी मृख भानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्तबिंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम। सो लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, आई थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर योर काइंडली participating in our this Krishna consciousness movement. As you know, from the very name, Krishna consciousness, when this society was registered in 1966 in New York, some friends suggested that the society may be named as God Consciousness. Krishna, they thought that Krishna, in the dictionary also it is said, Krishna is the Hindu God's name in English dictionary. But actually, if there is any name or if there any name can be fixed for God, it is Krishna. God has practically no name. No name means He has name, but nobody knows how many names He has. That is it. But God is unlimited, therefore His names must be also unlimited. He cannot has fixed out one name. Just like Krishna is sometimes called Jasodananda, the son of Mother Jasoda. That is quite all right, because he played the part of son of Jasodananda. So Jasodananda means son of Jasoda. Devaki Nanda, son of Devaki. Vasudeva Nanda, Nanda Nanda. Partha Sarathi. Partha Sarathi means he acted as the charioteer of Arjuna, Partha, the son of Pitha. Arjuna's mother's name was vritha. So, Arjuna's another name, Partha. And because he acted as the charioteer of Partha, his name is Parthasar. So, actually, Krishna or God has many dealings with his many devotees. And that particular dealing may be called his name. Therefore, he has innumerable devotees. Therefore, he has innumerable names. You cannot fix up one name. But this Krishna name means all attractive. He attracts everyone. That is the real name. All attractive. We have seen Krishna's picture. He is attracted to the animals, cows, calves, birds, bees, trees, plants, water, and Vrindavan. He is attracted to the cowherd's boy. He is attracted to the gopis. He is attracted to Nanda Maharaj. He attracted to the Pandavas. He is still attracted to the whole human society. Therefore, if any particular name can be given to God, that is Krishna. And Parashar Muni, a great sage, father of Vyasadeva, who compiled all the Vedic literatures, his father, Parashar Muni, he gave definition of God. Oisajyasya samagrasya bijasya jasasya sriya jnana vairagyasyaiva sarayiti bhavangana. By the six opulences, one can ascertain what is God. What are the opulences? That he is the proprietor of all riches. Here we have got experience, one rich man. One may be very rich man, but nobody can say that he is the richest. There is no other man who is not richer than him. Nobody can say. But Krishna, when he was present, those who have read Srimad Bhagavatam, the history of Krishna, we have described in our book Krishna, he had 16,108 wives. And each wife had a big palace made of marble, bedecked with jewels, the furniture made of ivory and gold. The descriptions are there. So in the history of the human society, you cannot find out any person who had 16,000 wives and 16,000 palaces. Not only that, it is not that he used to go to one wife's house one day or one night. No. He was present in every one house personally. That means he expanded himself in 16,108 forms. That is not very difficult. If God is unlimited, then he can expand himself in unlimited forms. Otherwise, there is no meaning, avalent. If God is omnipotent, He can maintain 16,000. Why 16,000? If He maintains 16 million, still it is imperfect. Otherwise, there is no meaning of omnipotence. So, these are the attractive features. Here in this material world, if one man is very rich, he is attractive. Just like in your country, there are rich men, Rockefeller, Ford, they are very attractive on account of their richness. So he suggests some, still they do not possess all the wealth, riches of the world, still they are attractive. So how much God will be attractive because he is the possessor of all the riches. Similarly, oisadjasa samagasa bijasa strength. Krishna was present from the beginning of his birth. He had to fight. When he was only 3 months old, he was lying down on the lap of his mother. There was a putana demon. She wanted to kill Krishna, but she was killed. That is God. God is from the very beginning God. Not that by some meditation, by mystic power, one becomes God. Krishna was not that type of God. Krishna was God from the very beginning of his appearance. Then reputation. His fame, reputation is still going on. Apart from us, we are devotees of Krishna, we may glorify him. But apart from us, many millions of people are there in this world, still they know how much reputed and famous is Krishna by his Bhagavad Gita. In all countries, all over the world, this Bhagavad Gita is read by all philosophers, all scholars, all religions. Still, those who are reading Bhagavad Gita, there are many editions in your country. There are many editions. All of them are selling nicely. Our Bhagavad Gita as it is, the latest report is from the press manager of Macmillan Company, who are our publisher. The report is that our Bhagavad Gita as it is increasing in sales. Others are decreasing. The reason is that we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any adulteration. Anything, market, if the commodity is pure, gold, if it is pure, it has more customers. Milk, if it is pure, it has got more customers. So that we are finding. Because we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, we are finding more customers. So this is the fame. And Jasasa's sphere of beauty. Krishna is himself very beautiful and all his associates are very beautiful. That is also opulence. Janmai Sarja Sutta Sri, in this material world, those who are pious, that means whose past background is pious life, they get these opportunities. Birth in good family, in good nation, Therefore, I say so many times that you American people, your birth in a rich nation, your beauty, these are the result of your past pious activities. Attractive. These are attractiveness. You are attractive. The American nation, all over the world. Why? Due to this. You are advanced in scientific knowledge. You are advanced in riches. You are advanced in beauty. So these are the opulences. So this planet is an insignificant planet within this universe. And within this planet, say America is one country. And in that country, if there are so many attractive features, just imagine how much attractive feature must be there in God, who is the creator of the whole cosmic manifestation. How much he must be beautiful. Who has created all beauties. Then Aishajasa Samaprasa Bijasa Jasasa Sriya. Sriya means beauty. Jnana and knowledge. If one man is perfectly advanced in knowledge, he is attracted. Some scientists, some philosophers, because they give nice knowledge, they are attracted. And Krishna's knowledge, they describe in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. You can study, they are studying. Now we are presenting in English translation, sublime knowledge. There is no comparison in the world. And at the same time, we have the renouncement. Not that because he has got so many things. Practically, Krishna is not here within this material world. That's a big man. His factory is going on. His business is going on. But it's not necessarily he has to be present there. Similarly, Krishna's potency is working. His assistance is so many demigods, they are working. They describe in the Shastra. That's like the sun. Sun is the practically cause of this material cosmic manifestation. That is described in the Brahma Sanghita. Jachakshuri sasabita sagalat grahanam raja samastha surabhutyasi sutija jasadvaya brahmati sang bhitakala chakru govindamadi purusam tamang bhajami. Govinda, the sun, is described by the eye, one of the eyes of God. He is seeing everything. You cannot hide yourself from the seeing of God. As you cannot hide yourself from the sunshine. So, in this way, because if God's name, there can be any name, and it is admitted in Vedic literature that God has got many names. But this Krishna name is the chief name. Mukha. Mukha means principle. And it is very nicely explained. All attractive. In so many ways, it is all attractive. So God's name, the Krishna consciousness movement is propagating God's name, God's glory, God's activities, God's beauty, God's love, everything. As we have got many things within this material world, All of them, they are in Krishna. Whatever you have got. Just like he has the most prominent feature in this material world. His sex attraction. But that is there in Krishna. We are watching Radha and Krishna. Attraction. But that attraction and this attraction is not the same. That is real. And here it is unreal. We are also dealing with everything which are present in the spiritual world. But it is only reflection. It has no real value. Just like in the tailor's shop, sometimes there are so many beautiful dolls. A beautiful girl is standing. But nobody cares to see it. Because everyone knows that it is a false. However beautiful it may be, it is false. But a living woman, it is beautiful, so many people see. Look at this here. This is an example. Here the so-called living is also dead. Because the body is matter. It is a lump of matter. As soon as the soul goes away from the same beautiful woman, nobody cares to see it. Because it is as good as the doll on the window of Taylor's shop. The real factor is the spirit soul. And because here everything is made of dead matter, therefore it is simply imitation, deflection. The real thing is in the spiritual world. There is a spiritual world. Those who have read Bhagavad Gita, they can understand. The spiritual world is described as parastasmātu bhāva anya bhaktya bhaktya sanātana. Bhāva means nature. There is another nature beyond this nature. We can see this nature up to the limit of the sky. The scientists, they are trying to go to the highest planet, but they are calculating it will take 40,000 of years. So who is going to live for 40,000 of years, go and come back? But there is planet. So we cannot calculate even the length and breadth of this material world. What to speak of the spiritual world? Therefore, we have to know from authoritative sources. That authoritative source is Krishna, because we have already described. Nobody is wiser or in knowledge than Krishna. So Krishna gives this knowledge that parastasmātu bhāvayanya. Beyond this material world, there is another spiritual sky. There are also innumerable planets. And that sky is far, far greater than this sky. It is 1/4 only. And the spiritual sky is 3/4. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. This is only one part, this material world. The other spiritual world is 3/4. Suppose God's creation is 100. It is only 25%. 75% is there. Similarly, the living entities also, a very small fragmental portion of the living entities are here. And there in the spiritual world, the major portion is there. This material world is compared as a prism. So if you go to the prism, house. It is not that the whole population of the country is within the prison house. No. A fragmental portion of the population, those who are criminals, they are in the prison house. Similarly, those who are criminals, those who have revolted against God, they are within this material world. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare pasete maya tare japoti adhare. Maya, just like here also, if we say, I don't care for the government, then what will be? So, treason act. I'll be arrested. I'll be punished. Similarly, living entities are originally part and parcel of God. Just like father and sons. The Christian people also understand God is Supreme Father. And we are all His sons. You go to church and pray, God give us our daily prayer. So that is conceptual in Bhagavad Gita also. Krishna says, I am father of all living entities. Aham bija pudapita. Sarvajoni sukaunteya sambhavanti murtayaya. Tasang mahajani brahma. Aham bija pudapita. In all varieties of species of life, there are 8,400,000 species of life. The aquatics, the trees, the plants, the birds, the bees, the insects, then human being. Out of the human being also there are so many uncivilized. The civilized human beings are very few. And out of the civilized human being, very few take to religious life. Very few. And out of the so-called religious human society, most of them, they simply designate, I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim, I'm Christian. But they do not know our religion. And one who knows about, not knows, little attracted, they are engaged in philanthropic work. To give help to the poor, or to open a school, hospital. This is called karmakanda. Out of many millions of this karmakanda people, one is Jnani. Jnani means one who knows. And out of millions of persons who knows, one is liberated. And out of millions of liberated persons, one can understand what is Krishna. This is the position of Krishna. Manushanam sahasrishu kasti jatati siddhaye jatatam apisidhyana kasti bhiktimantatata. So, to understand Krishna is little difficult. Actually, to understand God is a subject matter, very difficult. But the God Himself is explaining Himself in the Bhagavad Gita. I am like this. This material nature is like this. The spiritual nature is like this. The living entities are like this. Everything are completely described in the Bhagavad Gita. God Himself giving His own knowledge. And that is the only process to understand God. Otherwise, by speculation, we cannot understand God. It is not possible. He is unlimited. And we are limited. Our knowledge, our perception, all of them are very limited. So how we can understand the unlimited? But if we accept the version of the unlimited, that he is like this, like that, then it is. Oh. That is perfect knowledge. Oh. Speculative knowledge of God has no end. Real knowledge. Just like, I give this example. Just like if a boy wants to know who is father, who is his father. The simple thing is ask mother, or mother gives, here is your father. That is perfect knowledge. And if you speculate, who is my father, and ask the whole city, are you my father? Are you my father? Are you my father? The knowledge will always remain impartial. He'll never find out what is his father. But this simple process, if he takes the knowledge from his father, the authority, mother, my dear boy, here is your father. Then your knowledge is perfect. Similarly, transcendental knowledge, just like I was speaking, that there is a spiritual world. It is not the subject matter of our speculation. But when God says, yes, there is a spiritual world, that is my headquarter. That is all right. That is all right. Yes. So we receive knowledge from Krishna, the best authority. Therefore, our knowledge is perfect. We are not perfect. But our knowledge is perfect. Because we receive knowledge from the perfect. The same example, that I am not perfect to understand who is my father. But my mother is perfect. And because I accept the perfect knowledge of my mother, therefore my knowledge of father is perfect. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is for giving perfect knowledge to the human society. What he is, what is God, what is this material world? Why you have come here? Why you have to undergo so much tribulations? Miserable condition of life? Why I die? I do not like to die. But death is compulsory. I do not like to be old man. Still, it is compulsory. I do not like to suffer from disease. But it is compulsory. These desires to be solved. That is really problems of human life. Not that improving the method of eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That is not human life. A man sleeps, a dog sleeps. So, because a man sleeps in a very nice apartment, that does not mean he is advanced more than the dog. The business is sleeping. That's all. Because man has discovered atomic weapon for defending, and that dog has his nails and teeth, he can also defend. So defending is that you cannot say that because I have got this atomic bomb, therefore I can conquer the whole world or whole universe. That is not possible. You can defend in your own way. And the dog can also defend in his own way. So, a gorgeous method of defending, a gorgeous method of eating, a gorgeous method of sleeping, and a gorgeous method of sex life does not make a nation or a person advance. That is not advance. That is the same thing. Proportionately, 5 upon 2000 or 5 upon 20, the same ratio. Therefore, the animal qualities in a polished way, in a scientific way, does not mean that the human society is advanced. That may be called polished animalism. That's all. Real advancement means to know God. That is advanced. If you are lacking that knowledge, what is God? And because you cannot understand, there are so many rascals that deny the existence of God. That is very nice. If there is no God, that they can go on with their sinful activities unrestricted. There is no God. Very nice. But simply by your denying God will not die. God is there. God is there. His administration is there. By His order, the sun is rising, the moon is rising, the water is flowing, the ocean is abiding by His Lord. Everything under His order. Everything going on. Nicely, without any change. How we can say God is dead? If there is some mismanagement, you can say there is no government. But if there is nice management, how you can say there is no God? So God is there. You do not know God. Therefore, some of you say that God is dead, God, there is no God, God is has no form, God is zero, so on. But no, we are firmly convinced that there is God, and Krishna is God, and we are worshipping Him. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Try to understand. Thank you very much.